The abundant mindset. When we share our works and our ideas, they are replenished. In the abundant mindset, the river never runs dry. Whatever we concentrate on, we get. In the abundant world, there's so many ideas available and so much great art to make, we're compelled to engage, let go, and move forward. An album is only a diary entry of a moment of time. There will always be a new chapter. The recognition of abundance fills us with hope that our brightest ideas still await us and our greatest work is yet to come. We're able to live in an energized state of creative momentum, free to make things, let them go, and make the next thing and let it go. With each chapter we make, we gain experience, improve our craft, and inch closer to who we are. The experimenter and the finisher. Many artists lean towards one of the two categories, experimenters or finishers. Experimenters are partial to dreaming and play. Finishers move quickly to the end point with immediate clarity and are less interested in exploring the possibilities. Each might find it helpful to borrow from the other. Temporary rules. Much of the artistic process involves ignoring the rules, letting go of the rules, undermining the rules, and rooting out rules that we didn't know we were following. Whether imposed by design or necessity, it's helpful to see the limitations as opportunities, setting a palette for each project. This culling can help give new work its character and set it apart from past efforts. There are no good or bad rules. The only rules that fit the situation and serve the art. Only rules that fit the situation and serve the art and those that don't. The imposition of rules is the most valuable for an artist who has already made some work. Decide on a framework that breaks your normal rhythm and see where it leads. The work will be different from what you've done before. It's of little importance whether it's better. The purpose is self-discovery. The artist may ask, will the audience come along for the ride? It's possible you may lose fans, but new fans may also appear. Whatever the case, the decision to limit your work to the familiar is a disservice to both yourself and the audience. A rule is a way of structuring awareness. Greatness. The essence of great art is that we make it for no other purpose than creating our version of the beautiful, bringing all of ourselves to every project. Consider it an offering, a devotional act. We create our art so we may inhabit it ourselves. The more formulaic your creation is, the less like art it's likely to be. Fear of criticism, attachment to commercial results, competing with past work, time and resource constraints, the aspiration of wanting to change the world, and any story beyond, I want to make the best thing I can make, whatever it is, are all undermining forces for the quest of greatness. Instead of focusing on what this will bring you, focus on what you contribute to this art to make it the best it could possibly be. Success. How shall we measure success? It isn't popularity, money, or critical esteem. Success occurs in the privacy of the soul. When you've done all you can to bring out the work's greatest potential, success has nothing to do with variables outside yourself. To move forward is an aspect of success. This happens when we finish a work, share it, and begin a new project. Popular success is a poor barometer of work and worth. Most variables are completely out of control. The only ones we can control are doing our best work, sharing it, starting the next, and not looking back. Some imagine achievement as a remedy to fix or heal a sense of not being enough. Artists who work diligently to accomplish this are rarely prepared for the reality of this. The artist is often just as empty as they were before, probably more so. It can lead to hopelessness. A loyal audience can begin to feel like a prison. Whenever an instinct toward movement and evolution arises, it's wise to listen to it. It might not have been your initial style that attracted success, but your personal passion within it. So if your passion changes, follow it. Protect your personal understanding of success. Make each new work, no matter where you stand on the ladder of public perception, like you have nothing to lose. If you can tune into the idea of making things and sharing them without being attached to the outcome, the work is more likely to arrive in its truest form. Connected detachment. Detaching from the story of your life can be helpful. Instead of sinking into the pain or loss or grief, practice detachment, and the response might be, I wasn't expecting that plot twist. I wonder what's going to happen to our hero next. This practice of never assuming an experience you have is the whole story will support you in a life of open, possibility, and equanimity. The ecstatic. How do you know when a work is good? A feeling, an inner voice, an energy, joy, awe, elation, ecstasy. It can arise from even the most seemingly mundane detail. Everything else falls into place. It's like an answered prayer. The epiphany is the heart of creativity. It's animalistic. It's a visceral reaction, not a cerebral one. Making of art depends on getting out of our heads. It's a sense of relaxed excitement, a moment of astonishment, gently transporting out of reality. Tune into those feelings, most profound and precious. Point of reference. When you don't have a context, new ideas appear foreign or awkward. Ideas that at least match our expectations are the most innovative. Our first instinct might be to push it away, but it could lead to our most enduring, important work. Powerful reactions often indicate deeper wells of meaning. Non-competition. Art is about the maker. Its aim is to be an expression of who you are. This makes competition absurd. You're creating the work that best represents you. Another artist is making the work that best represents them. The two cannot be measured against one another. Theodore Roosevelt said, "Comparison is the thief of joy." When another work inspires us to elevate our own, however, the energy is different. Like Sgt. Pepper's was an attempt to equal Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys. Creative back and forth isn't based on competition, it's based on mutual love. And we are all the beneficiaries of this upward spiral toward magnificence. Another type of competition is with yourself. Your ability and taste may evolve, yielding different works over time, but none can be evaluated as more or less than another. In this spirit of competition, task yourself to go further and push into the unexpected. Don't even stop at greatness. Venture beyond. Essence. Each piece of art has a unique life-giving feature that makes it what it is. It might be the theme or organizing principle or the artist's point of view or the quality of the performance, materials or mood conveyed or combination of elements. Any of these can play a role in the forming of the essence. The essence is always there. Distilling a work to get as close to the essence as possible is a useful and informative practice. Notice how many pieces you can remove before the work you're creating ceases to be the work you're creating. Refine it to its least decorative form and yet still intact. If you put together two parts of a song, there's a tremendous amount of power in doing so without using a transition. Try to find the simplest, most elegant way to put a point across and the least amount of information. If there's any question as to whether an element serves the piece, it's probably a good idea to let it go. Perfection is finally obtained not when there is no longer anything to add, but then when there is no longer anything to take away. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry in Wind, Sand, and Stars. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. Apocrypha. The stories about how works get made and the rituals of artists who make them are generally exaggerated. Works of art happen naturally. Nobody knows how or why these things happen. Of course, not even the maker, sometimes. So when an artist creates a work, the process is later analyzed, and what we get is more storytelling. To believe the specific method is responsible for the quality of the work is misleading. Legendary figures in art and history are sometimes held up as deities. It's counterproductive to measure ourselves against them. Each artist works with their own balance of strengths and weaknesses. Expressing yourself is all that matters. Make art and let others make the stories. We're dealing in a magic realm. Nobody knows why or how it works. Tuning out undermining voices. Undermining voices can work against our focus. The shift from self-expression to self-esteemment, self-sustainment, from creative choices to business decisions, can lead to tuning out. Focusing purely on creative work is a sacred space. The critic in your head may make its voice heard, or like saying you're not talented enough, that your idea isn't good enough, or that your art isn't a worthwhile investment of your time, and your result won't be well received, or that your work won't be well received, or that you're a failure. These are outer voices that were absorbed early in life. We have internalized someone else's judgment, so it can be met with the same indifference as the other random chatter. To avoid letting stress, responsibility, fear, and dependence on a particular outcome distract, keep yourself unattached. The first step is 1, acknowledgement. Remember that commercial success is completely out of your control, and all that matters is you're making something you love to the best of your ability here and now. It's a kind of meditation to free yourself from inner voices. Set aside all concerns for a stretch of time and say, I'm going to only focus on this one practice of making great art. If distractions come, don't ignore them or focus on them. Just let them pass. Self-awareness. Our educational system is sometimes undermining to independent thinking and free expression. As artists, our mission is not to fit in or conform to popular thinking. Our purpose is to value and develop our understanding of ourselves and the world around us. Self-awareness allows us to listen to what's going on in the body directly, to the way we tune into our inner experience. The more we identify with ourself as it exists through the eyes of others, the more disconnected we become and the less energy we have to draw from. Seeking to tune in to our limitless nature and connection is all that is necessary. Self-awareness is transcendence, a letting go. It's helpful to work as if the project you're engaging in is bigger than you.